Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Trac O'Brienon. Ecological or eco-art is a contemporary form of environmental art created by artists who are concerned about local and global environmental situations. To learn a bit more about what kind of eco-art is happening around the country, I found a very unique eco-art gallery. It's a part of the Celtic Eye Art Group, which is based in the karst landscape region of South Roscommon. And I met Nicola Bowes there and asked her how it all came about.
So the Celtic Eye Art Group was set up over 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
And we are a group that came together with a mixture of artists, poets, herbalists, dancers, musicians, that came together to highlight a unique karst landscape down in South Roscommon. And we also highlight biodiversity, water, culture, heritage and folklore.
And what kind of things have you got up to so far about it? I know we were talking beforehand about different, but the gallery that you have here, different exhibitions that have been on, what kind of things or what kind of themes have they come up under of the last couple of years, or is there anything in particular there?
There is, yeah. So when we came together, we really wanted to get out there quick to highlight this karst landscape. So we decided that we would go for Heritage Week.
Okay.
And we set up the group online, which is on Facebook. We put out a call for a lot of artists. Plus, I knew quite a few artists online as well. And we were bowled over by the amount of people that came on board.
Very good.
And we actually had the exhibition for Heritage Week down in South Roscommon in a place called Top in the Connell, but it was actually a week-long events. We did talks, we did walks with Paula, our herbalist, and we started from there, but we've actually had quite a lot of other projects as well. So we did a year project called Strive for Life.
Okay.
And Strive for Life was a project that encouraged people from around the world to plant native plants to their area.
Okay.
So that could have been a tree, it could have been a flower, and even people that might have been living in an apartment, they could plant a little plant pot for inside, for outside.
On the balcony
balcony. Yeah. So we did this over the course of a year, and we asked people then to send us in their photos. And through that, we did a large encaustic piece with art and the photos that everyone sent us in, and we exhibited that at our final exhibition at the end of that year. But actually, we had Biodiversity Minister Pippa Hackett, who launched the project for us by planting a tree on the karst landscape. It was a Brian Baru tree, which was donated to us by Seed Savers.
And when you talked about that there were people taking part all over the world, how wide a net did you cast here?
So we had quite a few photos from America, Canada.
Okay.
We had photos from China, lots of different places. And they just sent them into us online. They were delighted, actually. A lot of people wanted to show off their gardens too and what they were doing.
Yeah.
It encouraged people to really get back out into the garden. And we'd done all this as well at a time where we were able to get people's attention, which was through COVID.
So there was
a lot of people at home, and I think a lot of people went back to nature.
And so in general, how important a role do you see art has in this?
Well, our experience over the last 2.5 years, we definitely see that it's a very important role. Now, obviously, talks and words are very important, but visually, as an artist, we love to paint the landscape.
Yeah.
And we love to paint what's connected to the landscape, which is water, wildlife, the plants. And a lot of people, I think, are just drawn to a picture, even photographs. Like we have artists that are photographers as well, but I think you're more drawn to a photograph or a painting or a piece of craft.
Where, if you want to learn more about the Celtic Eye Art Group, where do you go?
So the Celtic Eye Art Group is online on Facebook.
On Facebook.
And it's called the Celtic Eye Art Group Extension. Yes, and you can find us there.
Okay. Well, listen, Nicola, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Trac. Thanks for having me.
That's the Celtic Eye Art Group in South Roscommon, and there are plenty more examples of these groups throughout the country. It's a very interesting concept based on the ideology of conservation through creation.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Meán with the television license fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.